he'll know when to punch it. Good afternoon, everyone. How are you? I'm going to be taking all of you on a musical journey through Florida. And I know you're all so very busy doing what you're doing. I hope that you can listen a little bit and sing with me. And eventually, I'm going to ask some of you to come up on stage with me, do a little bit of acting, and play some instruments, do some singing. So I really need your help on this. I don't want to do all this by myself. So as you're doing what you're doing, keep your ears open, okay? Jeannie. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. Well, we're very lucky to have such nice weather today, and I thought it would be really nice if we take a little road trip, if we all just pile into the car and just go for a drive. Go for a drive out in the country. We don't have to go too far around here, and we might be able to see some cows out in the fields and get away from all the traffic, see some maybe some wild animals, some sandhill cranes out in the fields dancing around. We'll just keep our eyes open. So everybody get set. Put on your seat belts and sit up high in the seat. Don't elbow anybody, though. And let's go. Let's go riding in a car, car. Let's go riding in a car, car. Let's go riding in a car, car. Let's go riding in a car. Everybody sing. Let's go riding in a car, car. Let's go riding in a car, car. Let's go riding in a car, car. Let's go riding in a car. Oh, wait a minute. I forgot something. Forget it, forget it. We can't go riding in a car because I forgot that we're going to use our imagination and go back in time. Way, way back in time. Maybe 100 years ago, there weren't any cars, right? There were no airplanes. There were no power boats. We'll have to think of another way to get us all for a ride. We want to go for a long distance today. Anybody give me an idea how we could travel? Wagon? Well, the problem with the wagon, that's a good idea, is that we would have to try and round up some wagons and horses. We don't really have time for that. We've got to think of a better way. There must be some method of transportation we could use. What do you think? Walking's a good way, except it's slow, right? That's kind of slow. What do you think? You can't fly. Remember 100 years ago. There were no airplanes back then. What do you think? Dinosaur. Not that long ago. Not that long ago. There has to be a way that we can get from point A to point B fast. What did you say? Wagon? Well, we don't have time to get wagons. We've got to find something that exists already. Surely somebody must know. What else? What? Horses? It's going to be hard to round up horses for all of us here, too. And that can be kind of slow, too, unless you know what you're doing. What do you think? Bikes? Bikes were around 100 years ago, but, you know, most of the roads were sandy. And it's kind of hard to ride a bike on sandy roads and get anywhere really fast. A train. Of course, there were trains back then. They used to connect all the big cities. That's what we'll do. Let's ride on the train. Uh-huh. Let's go riding on a train, train. Let's go riding on a train, train. Let's go riding on a train, train. Let's go riding in a train. Everybody sing. Let's go riding on a train, train. Let's go riding on a train, train. Let's go riding on a train, train. Let's go riding on a train. I'm gonna let you blow the horn. I'm gonna let you blow the horn. Choo, choo, choo. Let's go riding on a train. Let's go riding on a train, train. Let's go riding in a train, train. Let's go riding in a train, train. Let's go riding in a train. Well, the train seems to be slowing down. Now I need to look around because we're trying to find the place where old grandpa grew up. Now, he told me what to look for. And I'm going to look around and see if I can find that old house that doesn't have any paint on it. There it is. I know we're in the right place. And I see the lady sitting on her front porch in her rocking chair Grandpa told me about her. This is it, folks. We're in the right place. Grandpa says that every afternoon when she finishes her chores, she goes out on her front porch and sits in a rocking chair and rocks back and forth. He said one day she went out and sat in a rocking chair and she started rocking, but before she could sing, "Way up yonder beyond the moon, Jaybird lived in a silver spoon," she looked down on her porch and there was this great big king snake crawling up on the steps. Well, she got out of her rocking chair and got her broom, and she went over to the king snake and she swished him off the steps. Then she went back and sat in her rocking chair and started walking, rocking back and forth, back and forth. But before she could sing, "Way up yonder on a shooting star, bullfrog jump, buddy, jump too far," she looked down, and there was that king snake again, back on her porch. She got up, got her broom, she chased him off the porch and out into the yard. She figured, well, I'll never see him again. She went back to her rocking chair and started rocking back and forth and back and forth. But before she can sing, "Way up yonder on a hollow log, Jaybird danced with the green blue frog," she looked down again and he was back, that same great big king snake. Well, you know, she was so curious about this, she decided to let him have his way, and so she followed him. He slipped under the front door and went into her house, through her living room, into her bedroom, and crawled under her bed. Now, she keeps this box with material in it that she makes her quilts from under her bed. Well, the snake must have crawled into the box because she heard this bumpity-thumpity noise coming out from under the bed. And a few minutes later, the king snake came out from under the bed, and dragging from his mouth a 6-foot rattlesnake that he had killed. And he proceeded to go through the house, pulling this dead rattlesnake out into the yard, out through the gate, and she didn't see him after that. And you know what she said? "I'm always going to let king snakes come into my house from now on if they're going to kill the rattlesnakes that hide out under my bed. I'm so excited that we're in the right place. Now, I think there's a little river over there, and we can go over there and have a picnic. That's what we'll do." Now, let's remember it's 100 years ago, and we can't just go down to McDonald's or Burger King or Pizza Hut to get our lunch. We're going to have to figure another way of getting our food. Back in the old days, people had to either grow gardens or they had to go hunting. So, think about what Grandpa must have ate back then. Let's see, I think for breakfast, Grandpa used to eat flapjacks. And we all know what flapjacks are. You know what flapjacks are? Ooh, do you know? What are they? Pancakes, right. That's just another name for pancakes, flapjacks. "I'd like to know what Grandpa ate. Grandpa ate. Grandpa ate. I'd like to know what Grandpa ate when he was growing up. And he told me lots of stories, stories, stories. He told me lots of stories, 'cause he's my old grandpa." Well, let's see. For lunch, I think he used to eat Hoppin' John. Who knows what Hoppin' John is? Anybody know what Hoppin' John is? Not frog legs. Not squirrel. It's something you probably eat a lot. Black-eyed peas and rice. That's Hoppin' John. For lunch he'd eat Hoppin' John. Hoppin' John. Hoppin' John. For lunch he'd eat Hoppin' John. He's my old grandpa. Now he tells me lots of stories, stories, stories. Tells me lots of stories, 'cause he's my old grandpa. Now for dinner, I know that Grandpa would go out hunting a lot. And sometimes he'd bring home a possum. Mm-hmm, possum. For supper he'd eat possum stew. Possum stew, possum stew. For supper he'd eat possum stew. He's my old grandpa. Now he tells me lots of stories, stories, stories. Tells me lots of stories, 'cause he's my old grandpa. For dessert, let's see, what would he have? Well, I see some key lime trees out there, and I bet he would pick some key limes and make a pie. Key lime pie, mmm. For dessert, he'd eat key lime pie. Key lime pie, key lime pie. For dessert, he'd eat key lime pie. He's my old grandpa, and he tells me lots of stories, stories, stories. Tells me lots of stories, because he's my old grandpa. Now, how about some of the stories that Grandpa told me? I know one. How many of you know who the chief of the Seminole Indians is? He's here at the Folk Festival. He's going to be performing tonight and tomorrow night. Who's the chief of the Seminole Indian? What's his name? Anybody know? First name is Jim. Is that a hint? Well, it's the Seminole Indians. His last name is Billy, Jim Billy. And he's a recording artist. He writes songs. He travels around the state telling stories and singing his songs. This is a true story. This happened to Jim Billy's little boy. Little girl, excuse me. Now, this song has some Miccosukee words in it. That's the language that the Seminoles speak. So I'm going to need to teach you how to say these words so you can sing it with me. This means big alligator. Let me hear you say, Hol Patachobi.
Hol Patachobi.
Good. Try that again. Hol Patachobi. Good. Very good. Well, you'll remember that, won't you? You'll go home and you say, I learned a Miccosukee word today. Hol Patachobi, big alligator. Big alligator, he's mysterious. Big alligator, he's amphibious. Big alligator, he's dangerous. But with big alligator, you can be prosperous. I was raised in the swamp by my old grandpa. We ate turtle meat, a fish called gar. He told me stories about panther and bear, but most of all, he taught me to beware of Hol Patachobi Nachunichkika. Hol Patachobi Okunkehiwa. Hol Patachobi in Nogajajiwa. Hol Patachobi in Majajiwa. As the days of summer grew longer and hot, Grandpa took me on my first gator hunt. We pushed through sawgrass and willow sloughs with a yellow-eyed dog in a dugout canoe. My dog started sniffing something in the air. Grandpa said, must be gator over there. Better grab your knife and some rope. And remember what I told you when you were a boy about Hol Patachobi Nachunichkika. Hol Patachobi Okunkehiwa. Hol Patachobi in Nogajajiwa. Hol Patachobi in Majajiwa. At the age of 12, I was sure of myself. I could catch alligators without any help. My dog didn't know what my grandpa said. He jumped in the water by the gator's head. Hol Patachobi didn't even pause. My dog disappeared in the gator's jaws. But I can still hear my grandpa say, Hol Patachobi Nachunichkika. Hol Patachobi Okunkehiwa. Hol Patachobi in Nogajajiwa. Hol Patachobi in Majajiwa. Hol Patachobi Nachunichkika. Hol Patachobi Okunkehiwa. Hol Patachobi in Nogajajiwa. Hol Patachobi in Majajiwa. Many years later, I remember that day when my dog was killed by the big bull gator. Pain and scars are a part of my life. I've learned to live, I've learned to survive with Hol Patachobi Nacher Nichkika. Hol Patachobi Okunkehiwa. Hol Patachobi in Nogashishiwa. Hol Patachobi in Majishiwa. Hol Patachobi Nacho Nichkika. Hol Patachobi Okunkehiwa. Hol Patachobi in Nogashishiwa. Hol Patachobi in Majishiwa. Okay, how do you say big alligator? Hol Patachobi. Okay, right. All right, let's see. Okay, how many of you have ever seen one of these guys? Oh, I'm sure all of you have. It's not exactly something that you can go and buy at the store, though, is it? You usually only find these at music festivals, craft shows. This was the sort of toy that children used to play with way back when, and usually someone in the family made it for them. But what's really nice about it is it's not just a toy, it's a musical instrument. Getting up the stairs, I never did see such a getting up the stairs. It don't suit me, such a getting up the stairs. I never did see such a getting up the stairs. It don't suit me. Some like coffee, some like tea, but I like the pretty girl that winks at me. Such a getting up the stairs. I never did see such a getting up the stairs. It don't suit me, such a getting up the stairs. I never did see such a getting up the stairs. It don't suit me. There you go. Now I have a name for him. I call him Acrefoot Johnson, after one of Florida's earliest mailmen. You can imagine why he was called Acrefoot Johnson. He was a big, tall man, like 6 feet 8 inches. And he had tremendously large feet. So that's how he got his nickname, Acrefoot. He used to walk long, long distances. He didn't like to ride a horse or horse and buggy. He preferred to walk, and he would walk 65 miles in a week to deliver mail. 3 times a week he did that. He didn't make very much money, though. He worked, you know, for the postal department, and he decided he needed to figure another way to make money, so he built this chair, and he put this chair on his back, and he decided he was going to take people for rides. As long as he's walking these long distances, he might as well carry people on his back. He tried it with one of his neighbors. He took his neighbor a mile down the road and a mile back, and his neighbor said, "That was a fun ride. I think I'll use you next time I need to go to town." But when he went to the postal department and said, "I have this chair that I've built, and I'd like to have your permission to carry people when I deliver mail." And they said, "No, you can't do that when you're delivering mail. That's not allowed." Well, he went back to work, and a few months later he tried again, and they still said no. So then he quit his job, Acrefoot. He was a strange man. He quit his job and then went to work for the railroad. And I guess he made more money because he never tried to carry people on his back again. Acrefoot Johnson toted U.S. mail in the state of Florida over mighty rough trail. He strode a pace no horse could meet and won his fame on account of his feet. Well, he stood a little taller than a tie-tie tree, had legs like a pine in the scrub country, walked 65 miles in the course of a day, 3 times a week for to turn his pay. He took a little ride in a buggy one time, but then he got the fidgets and he grabbed the line. Hollered, "Ho down, fella," he said with a frown, "I'm mighty much obliged, but you're slowing me down." He built him a chair out of ash and hide to wear on his back for people to ride. And those that did, with a weak little laugh, said, "I'll tell you, boys, that's a ride and a half." But Uncle Sam stepped in, said you've had your fun, but you can't tote people on this mail run. So Acrefoot quit, went home, took a nap, with the 7-foot gator lying across his lap.
Ah, that was a good one.
I tell you what I'd like to do now. I'd like to have some of you come up here and help me out. I had to leave so quickly to get here to White Springs, I didn't have time to do my laundry. So I thought maybe if a group of you come back with me, and remember, we're back in time, we're still 100 years back. If you come back with me, I might be able to get all my laundry done and I can enjoy the rest of the festival. Okay, I'm going to show you how I do my laundry first. See, I have this nice big kettle, and I'm going to build a fire and boil some water in here. And I have some lye soap that we made, good old lye soap. I have borrowed that here. And I have my washboard. This is my washboard, and, you know, I put the clothes in the boiling water and the lye soap, and then I rub them on here. I even have a scrubber. This scrubber is made from pine trees, and for really dirty things, I use the scrubber. After they're washed, I make fresh water. I like to use hot water because it's better. And then I squeeze them out and I hang them on the line to dry. That's all there is to it. Is that how you do your laundry at your house? No? Oh, no. How do you do yours? And I know you're going to say, I put it in the washer and the dryer. Well, we couldn't do that 100 years ago, right? We didn't have electricity, so it took a long time to get our chores done, and it was hard work. And you're probably thinking, well, my goodness, I don't think I would want to live 100 years ago because there was no time for fun. But we had a lot of fun, and I'm going to show you how much fun. Even with this, we can have a lot of fun because I'm going to make a musical instrument out of lots of things that I have in my house. Starting with this. We have a crowded stage, so open up. I think I put this together here. There we go. There, see, this is a bass fiddle. You turn your bucket upside down and get a stick and a string, and you've got an instrument here. I'm not going to play it. I'm going to have somebody else come up and play it. I'd like to have somebody come up and play this for me. We're all going to play together in a group. Nobody has to play by themselves. Who would like to play the bass fiddle? I'm going to have to grab some people if they don't volunteer. Okay. Come on. You're my fiddle player. Can make an instrument out of my scrub board. Who would like to play this? Come on, this is fun. You can do lots of things with this. Who would like to play my scrub board? Oh, come on. I need some volunteers. Megan? Oh, you can bring her up here. Come on, I need some volunteers. Okay, you have to come up. Yes. Come on, I'm just going to pick people. Come on. Okay. Here's the scrub board and the scrubber, and you just go stand over there wherever you'd like, okay? Now, let's see what I have in my bag here. We know what this is. Flour sifter. See, you can get some sound out of that. Who'd like to play this? Come on, I need a flour sifter. Come on. I have a plain old tin can with rice in it.
There you go. And just go stand. Why don't you go stand over behind me right next to me, okay? Well, you're going to be in a band in a minute. You'll know what to do.
Okay, great.
Come play the rice.
Okay, you can play it, Ron. Okay, you want to play the spoons? You can do whatever you want with these, okay? Just find a place over there. It's supper time. This is how I call everybody to come in. Who wants to play the kettle? Oh, come on, quickly. I'm going to run out of time before we can get to the song. Okay, who am I going to pick? I'm going to have to pick somebody.
Can I pick you?
Please. Oh, please. Oh. Oh.
Okay. Very good. Let's see.
Oh, here's a fun one. Egg beater. Who wants to play the egg beater? We already have one. That's not fair. You want to play the egg beater?
Okay. Great. I think I might have one more in here.
Number 12, Georgia Bulldog shirt. You've just been volunteered.
Come on.
Come on. Come on, just take 2 minutes.
All right, you gotta turn around.
Gee, I didn't know this was gonna be so difficult. This is harder work than doing my laundry. Oh, okay, all right. We're going to do a song together called Bell Cow, B-E-L-L. It's about a naughty cow that wouldn't listen, go into the field all the time and create havoc in the fields, make a big mess, eat everything up. And you're going to be my band. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kitchen Fitchin' Rhythm Band. How about a big hand for them? And you're going to know exactly what to do when we get started. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Went out to the cornfield to pick a mess of beans. There was a bell cow eating at the greens. Oh, the bell cow, catch you by the tail. Oh, the bell cow, milk her in the pail. Oh, the bell cow, catch you by the tail. Oh, the bell cow, milk her in the pail. Well, the milk ain't churning, the butter ain't fat. The darned old bell cow ate my best hat. Oh, the bell cow, catch you by the tail. Oh, the bell cow, milk her in the pail. Oh, the bell cow, catch you by the tail. Oh, the bell cow, milk her in the pail. One of these days when I learn how, I'm gonna milk that old bell cow. Oh, the bell cow, catch her by the tail. Oh, the bell cow, milk her in the pail. Oh, the bell cow, catch her by the tail. Oh, the bell cow, milk her in the pail. Okay. Thank you very much. Now we can come back to 1997 and go back to our washers and dryers and cars and airplanes and all of our modern conveniences. And still have lots of fun, right? Okay, thank you very much. I enjoyed that. That was very nice.